following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hey, good afternoon, Refuge family. Sorry for the technical delays. We had some technical delays. So we're going to be doing the fireside chat via recording today from my office. So welcome to my office. My name's Jonathan. I'm the family pastor's, one of the pastors here. I'm the family pastor. And today we're going to have a quick little chat about the idea of training. Let's go ahead and pray before we begin today. Father, we thank you for this day. Thank you for everybody who's watching, who's listening, and who's going to be getting some encouragement today. Guide us in all the things that we do, Lord, that we hear, and that we understand from your word. In your name, amen. So I want to do a quick chat today about training, about spiritual training. And, you know, in my house, we talk about training all the time because we have our children who are homeschooled. And when we're homeschooling our kids and we're kind of, you know, just educating them and teaching them in the skills of life that they need, you know, reading, writing, academics, all those things that they need, we like to refer to it as training. We are training them. And when we think about training, it's the idea of, as Webster's Dictionary would define it, as being the knowledge, skill, and experience acquired when one trains. So let's think about that for a second. Knowledge, skill, and experience that somebody gets when they train. You know, the Bible talks a lot about training. And training is actually what we do as Christians when we come together and we study the scriptures. Consider these words. When it comes to knowledge, Colossians 1:9, the Apostle Paul writes this. He says, "We continually ask God to fill you with the knowledge of His will through all wisdom and spiritual understanding." As believers, when we open up the scriptures and when we read the scriptures, we first need to be seeking knowledge from the scriptures. We need to understand exactly what the scriptures are saying. So we have to learn knowledge. We have to increase in our knowledge. Secondly, let's look at this. 2 Timothy 2:15 says this, "Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, who rightly handles the word of truth." So with the knowledge that we receive from Scripture, with what we learn from Scripture, we have to develop the skill set of being able to rightly divide the word of truth. So increase in knowledge, right? And then number two is actually gain the skill set of dividing the word of truth. So knowledge and skill. Now let's look at experience. 2 Timothy 3:16, "All scripture is God-breathed and useful for training, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteous living." Well, in order to gain the experience of the knowledge we have and the skill set of rightly dividing the word of truth, we have to live life, and that's what we're doing right now. We're living life with each other, and we live in rather turbulent times. We're in the middle of an election year, and along with being in the middle of an election year, we're going through a pandemic, and there are a lot of social issues and a lot of unrest that is rising up, and this is a perfect time to train. To train on what it means to live righteously while all of the world seems to be in a lot of chaos. It is our opportunity to really put to practice the knowledge that we have of Scripture, to really use the skill set that we have gained over the years to rightly divide the word of truth so that we can accurately apply it to our experience here in this life. And as I was thinking about this, I was saying we need to be careful as we go about living the Christian life and training in righteousness that we don't fall victim to the winds and the waves and the doctrine of this and the doctrine of that and all the schemes of man that want to toss us back and forth like a ping pong ball in the ocean, where it kind of seems like a lot of that's kind of happening recently. The Apostle Paul writes this in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 13 through 14. And this is what it means as we live life and we become mature. That we all attain to the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God to be mature, to the measure of the stature which belongs to the fullness of Christ. As a result, we are no longer to be children tossed here and there by the waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by every trickery of man, and every craftiness of deceitful scheming. You know, if you look at the news today and you look at a lot of things that are going on really across the board in every single media outlet, you check Facebook, wherever it is that we're hearing messages, it's all marketing, 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 right? The scheming of man. Listen to my words. Come on my side. Represent this color. Represent this this banner over here. That is what the world is trying to pull us into, is saying, look at this, look at this, look at this. And some of those causes are just, and some of those causes are right. Some of those causes are just and right, and that are and are mixed in with other things that are not just and right. And that's why we have to use our skill set as believers to rightfully divide between what is true and what is not true during these times. Now, let me ask you a question. Today, as you think about this idea of training as being a Christian and training in righteous living, are you growing in your knowledge of Scripture during this time? As you grow in your knowledge of Scripture during this time, are you rightfully trying to apply the skill sets that you can so easily learn today through so many different resources as to how to rightly divide the word of truth? And so that when you rightfully divide the word of truth, you can apply it to the life that you're living today to make sure that you are training in righteous living. Think about it like this. If you go to the gym and you have a trainer there, do you just go to the gym and do you talk to that trainer so he can give you all kinds of advice on how to exercise right, and then he gives you some encouragement and you walk right out the door? Or would you go to the gym to actually talk with a trainer and actually begin training your body for physical health? You know, you have to actually put into practice the things that you learn. And our training begins in practical life experience like what we're going through right now. It's actually time to lift some weights and put into practice the things that we do. Do you go into any subject trying to train and learn kind of where you just want to hear the information and you just want to walk away from it? Or do you go into the subject trying to train and learn and saying, I'm going to approach this because I want to train myself. I want to learn about what it rightfully says. So here's the thing. Do you approach the scriptures? Do you, when you open up your Bible, do you look at this book right here? Do you approach this book right here, ready to be trained by it, training for your mind, for your heart, and for your soul? Do you approach it ready to be trained by it, or do you just approach it wanting to get some good information and justification for your argument, or just a feel-good feeling? Because training doesn't always feel good. If you're truly being trained, it means you're being stretched, you're being pushed, you're being challenged in new ways. And the word of God is to train us in righteous living. And there's not one that lives perfectly righteous. So every time we approach the scriptures, we need to make sure that we're approaching it and asking God, saying, God, I'm ready for training today. I'm ready for you to search my mind. I'm ready for you to search my heart. I'm ready to listen to your word. And I'm ready to apply it rightly to the areas of my life that deeply need more training because they don't look like you. There are secret areas in all of our lives that don't look like Jesus. And the word of God is there that we may read it, that it may pierce our mind and heart, that we may reflect upon it and say, yep, God, search in me, look in me for the area that needs more training, that needs your spirit, that I need to grow in spiritual knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. I hope you guys have a great day. Fireside Chats will be back up to normal here pretty soon. Be praying for us as a church. We love you guys, and we will talk with you later. Bye.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-815-7000. 891-9495. Set free my heart.